Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1994. How will an exercise holiday impact your fitness? By Emma Hogan of lesmills.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health and always include a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, it is Wednesday, and like I did all of last year and will continue to do, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you on Wednesdays. That's because for many of us, Wednesday represents the middle of the week, and we may need that little extra push to get us through the last couple of days until the weekend. So with that, here's our inspiration for today. Quote, "Movement motivates." Chris Hemsworth. And what's great about that quote is that it perfectly applies to today's topic, this idea of an exercise holiday. So with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. How will an exercise holiday impact your fitness? By Emma Hogan of lesmills.com. If you're a regular exerciser and had holiday plans, chances are you fit into one of two groups. You are either looking forward to a relaxing break from routine, or were worried that your fitness would plateau if you didn't get your regular workouts in. Here's what you need to know. Dr. Ginger Gottschall is an expert in the development of sustainable and effective exercise regimens, and she says it's definitely okay to take a break from exercise. In fact, she recommends everyone have at least one off day a week, and that you enjoy a break from your regular exercise routine during vacations. She says, quote, "Spending 3 or 4 non-consecutive weeks per year doing less training can be refreshing. A break from exercise prevents injury by allowing the working muscles to rebuild and prepare for future training. It also gives you time to relax and refocus, and this can make you appreciate the positive feelings associated with training." End quote. Using periods of reduced activity to improve performance is something competitive athletes have been doing for decades. And while most of us are not professional athletes, paying heed to the idea of athletic periodization and sports tapering can pay off. Classic athletic periodization involves phases of exercise that shift between high volume, low intensity, and low volume, high intensity. The aim is to maximize performance without the risk of overtraining. Sports tapering is something athletes do prior to a competition or event. This short reduction in training load is designed to limit fatigue for the big event while maintaining fitness effects. The internet is littered with lots of periodization formulas and tapering specifications. It is a complex science, and while there has been plenty of research in the area, it seems it's so highly individualized that there's no one recipe for success. What is clear, though, is that periods of reduced exercise load and intensity can be advantageous. However, since one of the critical factors in exercise adherence is consistency, it's not ideal to regularly take more than one day off per week. This is particularly important for novice exercisers. If you're new to exercise, it's a good idea to spend the first 10 to 12 weeks committed to regular exercise in order to develop a routine. Once you have a sound routine under your belt and you exercise between 4 to 6 times a week, taking a week off could be good for your mind, and it shouldn't affect your fitness either. Do you need a break from exercise? According to Dr. Gottschall, signs that indicate you may need a break from your exercise routine include a high resting heart rate, a low exercise heart rate, inability to fall asleep, lack of energy, inability to focus, and negative feelings about exercise. How quickly can your fitness go downhill? Detraining rates all depend on the individual, but as a general rule, you can expect to lose specific fitness skills more swiftly than basic core skills. Many believe you typically have around 2 weeks until your aerobic fitness starts to decline. A study of well-trained regular runners who had been training consistently over a 4 to 6 month period shows that for the first 10 days of inactivity, there's a minimal decrease in VO2 max. This is a measure of cardiovascular fitness. But from there, it goes downhill as your heart's ability to efficiently pump blood reduces. Beginners and those with a smaller base of fitness will lose fitness at a faster rate than seasoned exercisers. How quickly fitness reduces varies from person to person, but you can expect to notice some changes within 2 weeks. One study showed that after 2 weeks of not running, VO2 max, again, a measure of cardiovascular fitness, decreased by 6%. By 11 weeks, it dropped as low as 25%. This was backed up by another study of endurance athletes, which showed a 20% decrease in VO2 max after 4 weeks of inactivity. For a long time, we've thought strength is less likely to be affected by an exercise holiday, but recent research has called this into question. A 2015 Danish study showed you can lose muscle mass within 2 weeks, and the younger you are, the bigger the impact. The more muscle mass you have, the more you can lose. When we asked Bryce Hastings, Les Mills' head of research, about the value of exercise holidays, he said it all depends on the individual. But if you're hanging out for a holiday, chances are your body could probably do with some rest. He explains, quote, "Regular, everyday exercisers are notorious for not taking breaks from endless exercise. They establish a routine, which is great, and they religiously stick to it, potentially adding to the load when a new fitness class or training innovation comes along. Chances are, their body doesn't need a fresh new training innovation. It may well need a rest." End quote. Bryce says the holiday period can be a great time to take a break and then reset your regular exercise routine, but he advises against taking a break from physical activity altogether. You could factor in regular walks and even squeeze in the odd workout. A word of warning though, while a week away from your regular workout schedule will have little detrimental effect on your fitness level, it might not feel that way. You can expect your first workout back to feel tougher than usual, but chances are it's all in your mind. So don't be put off. And whatever you do, beware of holiday creep. Aim to get back into a regular workout regimen as soon as your vacation ends. What if you don't have a holiday on the horizon? Even if you're not planning a vacation, Gottschall says you still need to give your body the break it deserves. She says, quote, "We rarely talk about the risks of too much exercise because the majority of people do not do enough. But there's a fine line between exercise that produces health benefits and exercise that can actually cause health detriments." End quote. She believes everyone should employ one strict rule, having one full day without planned exercise every week. No question. No short runs. No yoga. No express class. You need 2 sleep cycles without training. Sure, you could still walk your dog or enjoy an evening stroll, but nothing that requires intensity above 65% of your VO2 max or may lead to potential muscle soreness. According to Gottschall, you need this full day per week to recover both physically and mentally. You just listened to the post titled, "How Will an Exercise Holiday Impact Your Fitness?" by Emma Hogan of lesmills.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love reading articles from lesmills.com because they mention actual published studies whenever they make a health claim. This is so important, otherwise we may end up spreading inaccurate information. And when today's author, Emma, was sharing some of the common signs and symptoms of needing a break from exercise, I could relate to all of them. I've definitely been there. But two of them really jumped out at me: fatigue and difficulty falling asleep. Now, the fatigue one seems obvious, right? But for me, feeling tired can be misleading. Sometimes my brain is fatigued because I've been at my desk all day grading papers. But that can easily be misinterpreted as physical fatigue. But as we know, those two are very different. For me, I know my body is actually fatigued when I'll be starting my usual warm-up and my body is telling me already that it wants to quit. When that happens, I usually just finish my warm-up, do some stretches, and call it a day. I've learned it's not worth pushing my body at that point. I may get injured, or it may make it harder for me to fall asleep later that night. You would think that more training would make it easier to fall asleep at night, right? This is true, but only up to a certain point. When we overtrain, we end up pumping too many stress hormones into the bloodstream, and these stress hormones can then mess with our sleep cycles. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.